This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this election is not just an election to form a government, but this election is to make a developed India. In the last 5 years, India has become the fifth largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi said this while addressing an election rally in Saharanpur today in support of the BJP candidate from there, Raghav Lakhanpal, and the party's Kerala candidate Pradeep Chaudhary. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years, the government has continuously worked for the development of farmers. Talking about vocal for local, he praised the One District, One Product scheme. He added that what you have seen so far is just a trailer, a lot more needs to be done for a developed India. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, have wished their party workers on BJP's 45th Foundation Day. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi thanked them for their hard work, struggle and sacrifice for building the party over the years. He added that the party is proud to be an integral part of the NDA and cherishes its partnership with its allies. Meanwhile, Mr. Shah also thanked the party workers for making BJP the biggest political party in the world. Mr. Nadda paid respects to the senior party leaders for expanding the party nationwide. The Congress today released a list of 6 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Ramakant Khalap from the North Goa constituency and Captain Viriato Fernandez from the South Goa constituency. Satyapal Singh Sikarwar will contest from Morena in Madhya Pradesh, and Praveen Bathal will fight from the Gwalior constituency. A Delhi court has extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Delhi Deputy CM Manish Sisodia till the 18th of this month in the alleged money laundering case related to the Delhi excise policy scam case. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of Rouse Avenue Court extended the AAP leader's judicial custody today after he was produced before the court on the expiry of his judicial custody granted earlier. AAP leader Sanjay Singh, a co-accused in the case, also appeared before the court for the proceedings. Sanjay Singh recently got bail by the Supreme Court in the case. The Central Bureau of Investigation as well as Enforcement Directorate have charged AAP leaders with involvement in irregularities in the excise policy leading to losses for the state exchequer. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has busted a network of infant traffickers involved in buying and selling of infants across India. As part of the operation, CBI conducted searches at 7 locations across Delhi and Haryana. 2 male infants of just 1.5 days and 15 days and 1 female child of 1 month have also been rescued by CBI during the operation. Incriminating articles including 5.5 lakh cash rupees and other documents have been recovered during searches. CBI also arrested 7 accused. The CBI registered a criminal case against 10 accused on allegation that a network of infant children traffickers are involved in buying and selling of infants across India for the purpose of adoption as well as for other illegal purposes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said 17 Indian workers who were lured into unsafe and illegal work in Laos are on their way back home. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar lauded the Indian Embassy in Laos and thanked the Lao authorities for their support in the safe repatriation. In IPL, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. In yesterday's match, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets in Hyderabad. Chasing 166 runs for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad reached the target with 6 wickets in hand and 11 balls to spare. In hockey, Australia defeated India 5-1 in the opening test of the 5-match series in Perth today. Australia scored at least once in each quarter. India's goal came in the 4th quarter as Gurjant Singh found the back of the net from the edge of the circle. The second match of the series will be played tomorrow when the Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian squad will try to bounce back. And with that, we end this news bulletin.